Hey guys, what's up? This is Sierra
and Hannah,
and welcome back to our podcast. All I'm saying, we don't have a whole lot more of these. We're slowly coming to an end.
Sad.
Bittersweet.
Yeah.
Bittersweet.
So y'all stay tuned.
Yeah. We have some great things coming up. Today, something special just happened yesterday. The total eclipse.
Boom.
Yeah.
It was super awesome.
It was. I always think of the song, The Eclipse of My Heart, or whatever it's called.
I have no idea what that
is. Total Eclipse of My Heart. Or Eclipse of My Heart. I don't know either. I just know, like, there's a song where it has The Eclipse of My Heart or something like that.
Y'all look it up. Let us know. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways. But yeah, so today we wanted to kind of, like, just talk about it, like, our experience with it, like, how cool it was. But also, like, there was, if you're on social media, which I am not now anymore, if you were on social media when this came around, even just any time this year, I guess, since it's been announced we were having it, there have been some crazy conspiracy theories about it.
What a way crazy.
Very crazy. And so we're going to, Hannah looked them up today. And some just of them, I don't even like understand. I'm like, what does that even mean?
That don't even make sense.
No. So we're going to read some of them and laugh at them. Hopefully you'll laugh with us. And then we'll talk about our experience and go into how awesome it is and how great our God is that He literally designs that.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah. So here's some of the ridiculousness. So, so one of the claims is that on April 8th, the solar eclipse will cause 3 to 5 days of darkness.
I mean, we've had cloudiness, but that's not darkness.
What? Doesn't even make sense.
Are they just trying to be like the Bible?
Let me just say, have you ever experienced 3 to 5 days of darkness?
No.
Last time that actually happened was when Jesus died.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on? Which also I was telling Sierra earlier, I was like, okay, some of these claims are probably by people who have never read the Bible and have no idea who God is.
Yeah. But
still, common sense here, people. Things need light to live. Okay. Another claim is NASA is launching 3 rockets at 3 moons during the eclipse. We only have 1 moon, and it's over the sun.
What the hell? I don't even understand that one. The 3 moons thing.
Literally, the explanation says the Earth has only 1 moon.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the debunking. The Earth has 1 moon. I don't know how
we're done
that.
We're done.
Oh, man.
This one's kind of dumb, but it says the eclipse crosses 7 cities named Nineveh, crosses 2017 eclipse path in Little Egypt, Illinois. This talks about biblical location whiffs on the details. There are 2 Ninevehs, not 7. I don't know. It's just, people are weird. Oh, those sightings of a birdman, quote, quote, seen days before the eclipse.
Yeah, I never even heard of that. So how is that a conspiracy theory if it's never even been talked about?
No. It's dumb.
What bird man?
And then the sun and moon will not align for 2024 eclipse. That's what makes it an eclipse, is because it lines up.
Yeah.
Bruh. Why?
And it did.
Just shut your mouth if you don't know what you're talking about.
What does the thing say for that?
It says the moon, the earth, and the sun will be briefly aligned on April 8th, causing a total solar eclipse. Scientists can predict eclipse based on the planetary movements.
Yeah.
That's really so weird. And then, you know, you got all those that are going around saying that about the world's going to end, Jesus is going to come back, all this stuff. But, like, it literally says in the Bible.
Yeah, it's like, quit scaring people like that.
Yeah.
Don't be dumb.
Don't scare them into salvation.
Don't be like that.
Yeah.
I have to say, one,
no.
You aren't going to know.
Yeah.
It's set, the Bible says we won't know when He returns. Jesus doesn't even know when He's going to return. He's waiting for the command from God.
Period.
And, exactly. You know, the Trinity gets crazy there, but faith.
Believe.
But anyways.
Just don't worry about it.
Anyways,
you'll know when you know.
Yeah, and it's like, there's some things that have been said that needs to happen that have not happened yet.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know. That I saw that, and I was like, why are these people, like, why are they doing that? Because there's so many people in the comments like, oh my goodness, what are you talking about? Or they're like, this isn't true. Or there are some people like, amen, praise God. See, and I'm like, honestly, like, I mean, yeah, it's a great thing that Jesus is coming back for believers, but not for unbelievers. Exactly. Like, that's a day of gnashing of teeth. Like, that's not something to really be like, oh, yeah, let's go. Like, you want to try and reach more people. There's so many people
that are lost.
Yeah, I was like, why are you trying to wish this so early?
Yes.
It's like, chill out.
No, I agree.
There's a reason why Jesus hasn't came back.
Exactly, because he knows there's more people that need to come to know him.
Yeah, and other stuff that we don't know.
Exactly.
We don't know his plan.
Exactly.
Therefore, you don't know. You're not smarter than God. Okay.
Just shut up.
And what's the point of, like, doing that? Nathan, this cracks me up. Nathan said, what's the point of them even, like, trying to guess when God's coming back? So they can get to heaven and be like, haha, God, you thought you had me fooled, but I have you fooled. I figured you out. Like, what is the point? Like, hey, God, guess what? I figured it out. I'm so cool.
Yeah.
That's not what's going to be happening when you get to heaven.
Also, it's like, that's too generic, like, of God to be like, okay, as soon as the solar eclipse happens, the rapture's gonna happen. Like, no. That's not a God move, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We will not know.
That just doesn't make sense. Anyways, but yeah, there's been a lot of crazy conspiracies and
the Birdman gets me because there's no proof. I wanna know how this Birdman conspiracy theory got so popular with no proof that it became a conspiracy theory.
Well, apparently it started in like 2017 when they had the other eclipse. A few years ago. They were like, we saw it. And I was like, no, you didn't.
So this is a thing with no proof that has gotten so big with no proof, again, that it's a conspiracy theory online. Like, people talk about this. Can we just take a moment and just, yeah, wow, people.
Guys,
the society that we live in.
There are jobs that can be had. There are books that can be read instead of conspiracies being made over the sun and the moon.
Conspiracy theories are, like, cool to, like, learn about and listen to. The ones that actually almost make sense. But the ones that are just dumb, I'm just like, why would you even waste your time with that?
Yeah.
Coming up with the whole story that doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's just because people want attention and they want to be famous, even if it's for some dumb reason. But
it's just crap. I'm just like,
it's kind of weird. I know. Anyway, so that's how the world is seeing the eclipse. But as Christians, it should mean something totally different. And we should just have been able to marvel and just be in awe of just how great our God is and, like, how great of a creator he is and how just fine detail that he puts into every little thing. And, like, even the lining up of the planets and all this, all the things that are totally out of human control.
Yeah. Like, he's in control of all that. Like,
yeah.
And I think people tend to limit, like, they don't really think about everything God's in control of because, like, the planets that he's made, Mars, Jupiter, and all the stuff that happens on those planets, the moons, the storms, like everything that happens on that planet that we might not know about because we aren't scientists in NASA.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, God controls that, and he wills all of that. And then the galaxies and the Milky Ways and all the other Milky Ways and galaxies, like, all of that, he made all that and is in control of it. Right now, in the past, present, and future, and he's out of time. Like, time is not... There's no time. Like, he's out of time. Like, outside of time.
So amazing. Like,
that's crazy to think about.
It's just so hard for me to fathom that, like, scientists or people who work in NASA, all those things, like, you look at that and you're just like, oh, this just happened. Like, oh, it just, the Big Bang, it just came together. That doesn't even make sense. Like, that logically in your brain, it has to bring up in your mind, like, something, someone created this.
Yeah.
Like
there are even some scientists and historians and just people in general out there that might not, maybe they believe that there is a God, or maybe there's a few gods, but they know, like, the Big Bang Theory didn't just happen. Like, they know there is a higher being out there controlling
it. Yeah, you know? They have to.
Because it's not by coincidence that the world and everything around it just, boom, came in. At the perfect precise measurements, the perfect precise gravity pull and rotation to where we're not flinging around or getting squashed and killed and stuff.
Exactly.
Like, everything is at the precise perfect amount. We're farthest away from the sun at the perfect amount to where we're not getting blazed up. Our blood and muscles and our nervous systems, like, those are all made perfectly and precisely and intricate. Like, everything. Like, if you really think about how every single thing is made, and how it's just there. And you're going to sit there and tell me, oh, that was a big bang. What?
You've got to get that round of the head. Somebody hit you when you were little.
Coincidences are not that good, and they aren't a thing.
No.
Nothing happens by coincidence.
Not at all.
If it was coincidence, nothing would be that perfect. Ever.
No.
Like, no. That's like by accident. And accidents are usually not good.
Yeah.
So.
True.
No.
But, yeah. So, I don't know. Man. Okay. So, there's a verse in Romans 1:20. It says, "For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse."
Yeah.
So basically what this verse is explaining is that all these unbelievers that we've been talking about, all these people that say, oh, the Big Bang and all these things, or even people that like have never even heard the name of God before, like they're without excuse to not even believe in that there was a creator, because God reveals himself through what he makes. Like Sierra was saying, the detail, the no mistake.
Birds can fly. Snakes slither.
All of it.
And like, they know their place. Like,
if your body alone doesn't just make you believe that something created you, then I am praying for you. Because, like,
yeah.
There's like the way your organs work, the way they're placed in your body, like,
girl, when you have a baby and your organs move,
like all these little things, like God is revealing his power, like he's revealing his what's the word I'm looking for,
sovereignty.
Like, I'm just like, I have like no words to even describe it, because it's just so amazing that we can't fully understand. Like, how can you fully understand and know, like, the detail that God put into things? Like, you can't, because he just did it.
Yeah.
Like, we can't just conjure up
something. It's not up to us to try and judge and, like, fully decipher everything. Like, there's truth, and it's here. So it doesn't matter how you feel about something. Like, well, it just doesn't feel like this would be right of God to, like, create or do or have sovereignty over. Like, sovereignty literally is all powerful. That means he is in control of everything. And so if he's not in control of something, like creating the birds to fly a certain way, or creating our bodies, or creating the world, and it was just a big bang, then God's not God.
Period.
Like, that's just crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. That's... Also, the audacity that you have to question
the audacity.
Creation?
Yeah.
Sorry,
just question
sis.
Question God, period.
Go sit down.
Like,
question, go sit down in the back.
Question God, period. Like,
I mean, there are times when you will question because we don't understand.
Yeah.
But, like, don't question in a right of, like, I know better than you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you're genuinely asking, like, hey, why did you make this?
Yeah.
Hey, show me. Okay, here, I'll show you. Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe.
Just trust.
He already is showing us.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just trust.
It's a how you ask and what your intention behind the asking is. It's just so crazy. The other verse we have for this is Psalm 19:1, very popular verse. It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork." And we saw that yesterday. We saw how powerful and beautiful and holy and separated God was yesterday through the eclipse and the perfect alignment of the moon and the sun and earth.
It's crazy.
Like, he did that. He twisted and turned all those things. Like, what?
You know, I may be totally wrong on this, but, like, looking at it and, like, when I was seeing it, it's, like, the perfect representation of how... Honestly, I mean, if I'm wrong, correct me. Like, how our sin is covering the entire world. So, like, the sun, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Our sin, we live in a broken world, and it covers everything. Like, there's no way on earth that we can get away from sin.
Yeah.
But when we die, and if we've received the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, then we can do that. But that wasn't made possible until the blood of Jesus, which is the moon, quote,
yeah,
went over our sin and covers that.
Yeah.
And in that way, we can totally be in relationship with God because of that covering of his blood. Now, I know this Jesus represents the sun and light, and I know that's different.
Yeah.
But like when
the moon
I looked at
goes away.
Exactly. But when I looked at it, I was like, whoa, like,
but yeah,
we're covered. Yeah. Totally.
It's like a little simple reminder. It's not an example. It's just a reminder.
Exactly. Just a little, just a little reminder.
See that. Yeah.
But like, sure. I don't know. It was just really cool for that moment. I was like, looking at it, I was like, cool. What were your thoughts when you saw it?
Holy cow.
Holy
That's
cow.
That's literally what I kept saying. I was like, holy cow. Holy cow. It looks like a toenail. Oh, now it's gone. It's covered. It was like fully circle. Went to a cheese wheel and someone took a bite out of it to a toenail to it's gone.
It's gone.
So I was just like, this is actually crazy. Like, this is actually happening. Like, I'm watching this.
Yeah.
And it was blowing up right
now.
Dark. Yeah. That was crazy to me.
It was really
I was just like, how can you see that and not?
I know. That's what I was.
That's what I was just like, man.
I know.
It just made me like, yep, that's my God.
Yep.
Amen.
Also, when it completely aligned, like the light, it wasn't yellow anymore. It was like completely white.
Yeah.
It was like
so
a
pure.
Circle of like white rays.
I think I got, well, I got a small picture. I couldn't do, like, the best picture. I got, like, a little video. And it's, like, on my phone, it just looks like a little, like, black dot with, like, a big white ray around
it. Yeah. Like, the pictures do not do it justice at all.
No. But it literally looks like it would be, like, 8 o'clock outside and the sun's almost set.
Yeah.
Or, like, during fall, like, 5:30, 5:45 o'clock and the sun's almost gone.
Yeah. Like, it was definitely, like, indescribable. It was just so cool. Yeah. If you ever don't live in the area where you'll see it,
you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name.
Bring us on tour.
Chris Tomlin, Indescribable. Listen to that song.
Very perfect fitting.
It is.
Anywho, but if you didn't get to experience this one, definitely travel to try to see the next one in the next 20 years when we're in our 40s with
also,
your children.
Can we talk about the quote-unquote conspiracy about all the people that are supposed to be here?
Yeah.
There's supposed to be like 3 million people in Arkansas, and I saw nothing out of the ordinary.
Literally, in Conway, that was like nobody. It was less traffic than it was on a Saturday.
Yeah. I was like, I see all the normal people I see around here, like, gathered and hanging out, but I don't see any extra people.
Yeah, I know. Well, the Lord truly did bless us. He blessed us with a great walk, great time together.
We don't have to worry about, like, people, like, getting to places. Like,
sure.
Everything's normal and easy.
He definitely blessed us. We could enjoy it and just take a good break.
I had some good banana and strawberries.
That was
good
smoothie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it was pretty great, but I encourage y'all sometime this weekend, get out in God's creation. See him, marvel at his greatness, his power, his sovereignty. Yeah. Honestly, just sit there in silence in it. Be still. Truly, be still. Well,
we are able to rest in his sovereignty.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's cool. Anyway, I guess that's all we got for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope y'all enjoyed it.
A little quick, funny.
Yeah. We're going to return back to our series next week where we're going to be talking about Jesus Christ. And then we got only like 3 or 4 left in the series and then we'll be done.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, we want to thank the Tower for hosting us and always just giving us the opportunity to do this. Please follow All I'm Saying on Instagram and also the CBC Tower for all of the updates and all those fun things. Like I already said, we're going to be covering our series next week on Jesus, so definitely tune in for that. Mm-hmm. And we hope to see y'all next time. Bye. Bye.